Check, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, check, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, 3. Rock stocks and 6-6. Oh yeah, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of that sports show you love to turn up real loud. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Rock Stocks. Oh yeah, it's the Rock Stocks, a pledge week. All week long, we here at KBMF are receiving your pledges. As for, we need fundage to bring you all these great shows that you hear each week. Concerts, horseshoe teams, all kinds of cool stuff that we do throughout the year. It's pledge week. Give your pledge today. In the sports world, we're on the last week of sports. Well, not the last week of sports, but, you know, the doldrums of July are about to be upon us with the NHL and the NBA wrapping up their seasons. This time next week, we will know who the NHL champion is, probably Las Vegas. And we'll also know the NBA champion, probably Denver. As for both teams are, well, they're riding high. Las Vegas and the NHL are about ready to defeat them Florida Panthers that were the little team that could. But you never know. They're the little team that could. They could come back. They're down 3-1 as we speak. It's going to be a tough road to hoe to get back and win the title, the Stanley Cup, for the Florida Panthers, who are the last team to make the playoffs. They beat the mighty Bruins. They've had like 14 games in the playoffs, one goal victories. They're just so exciting and such a great story. I'd hate for it to end in Las Vegas with those rotten Golden Knights. In the NBA, the story was the Miami Heat. They had the same kind of storybook season as the Florida Panthers, last team to make the playoffs. The play-in game, I believe they lost the first one and then beat the Chicago Bulls when they were down in the fourth quarter, big time. They beat the mighty Milwaukee Bucks, got their coach fired. They beat the bad Boston Celtics, who wanted to be the first team ever to come back from a 3-0 deficit, and almost did. But it looks like the finger in the dike for the Miami Heat is about ready to run out with that big Jokic guy. Nikola Jokic from Denver. Well, he's been a joy to watch in these playoffs. Just watching him play is just a joy, because he doesn't look like your typical basketball superstar, but he is, with a capital S and a capital star. Superstar. Denver's up right now. This time next week, they should be NBA champions, the Denver Nuggets. Lots of Denver Nugget fans here in Butte because, you know, they're near, the nearest team to Butte. When the Supersonics left, the Nuggets took over. And back in the day, we used to get lots of Nugget games. We used to get KWGN-TV, I believe it was called, and they would show the Nugget games when Doug Moe was the coach and Dan Issel and Kiki Vandeweghe, Alex English, Fat Lever. Oh, my brain is so thick. Denver Nuggets look like they will do this. But you never know. The Miami Heat, like we said about Florida, the little team that could. And if anyone can, it's Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley. The brain trust of the Miami Heat. Can they suck it up and do it? I don't believe they can. That Jokic is just too much. Murray playing out of his head. They got a superstar and two stars. That's enough to win the title. Denver Nuggets. All right, Horseshoe Team, the KBMF 102.5ers last week were victorious as yours truly hit 5 out of 6 ringers in a row. It was amazing. First time I ever did something like that, and probably the last time. It's raining today. Who knows? We're not scared to play horseshoes in the rain, but you never know. The rest of the teams might be. So, you know, if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter, huh? So for everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the Metal Man, reminding you to listen to my Metal Shop radio show now in its 38th year, bashing your brains in. Saturday night, 8 p.m. right here, 102.5 KBMF. Make your pledge. It's pledge week, you freaks. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rock Shocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.